Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nainar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Living Good Daily, Your 21-Day Guide to Experience Real Health. By Dr. Living Good is a short, action-oriented wellness book built around the idea that better health is created through daily choices rather than quick fixes. Presented as a 21-day structure, it encourages readers to practice consistent habits related to food, movement, rest, mindset, and the home environment. The book aligns with a holistic view of health that connects physical symptoms with lifestyle inputs, and it aims to make change feel manageable by focusing on one day at a time. Readers can expect motivational guidance, practical suggestions, and a framework for tracking progress across 3 weeks. While not a substitute for individualized medical care, the approach is designed to help people identify common obstacles such as processed diets, sedentary routines, chronic stress, and poor sleep. Overall, it functions as a guided reset that invites readers to experiment with healthier patterns and build momentum through repetition and accountability. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the 21-day reset as a structure for sustainable change, a central feature of the book is its 21-day format, which frames health improvement as a focused, time-bound challenge rather than an open-ended overhaul. This structure can help reduce overwhelm by narrowing attention to what is doable today, while still creating enough repetition to make new behaviors feel normal. The concept works as a bridge between motivation and routine. Readers are invited to commit to a clear start and finish date, monitor their consistency, and learn from small wins and setbacks. In many habit-building systems, the early days are where people struggle most, so a guided schedule provides psychological momentum and a sense of progress. The book emphasizes that real health is not a single event but a pattern of daily inputs, and a 21-day timeline encourages reflection on those inputs. By using a simple framework, readers can audit their current lifestyle, test healthier alternatives, and decide what is realistic to carry forward after the program. The outcome is less about perfection and more about building personal evidence that consistent choices can shift energy, mood, and overall well-being. Secondly, nutrition focus, moving toward real, minimally processed foods. The book encourages readers to rethink everyday eating through a practical lens, prioritizing whole foods and reducing common dietary disruptors. Rather than treating nutrition as a temporary diet, it positions food as a daily signal to the body that influences energy, weight management, digestion, and inflammation. Readers are typically guided to limit highly processed items, excess sugar, and refined carbohydrates, and to choose meals built from recognizable ingredients. This theme supports the idea that many modern health complaints are linked to frequent exposure to ultra-processed foods and inconsistent eating patterns. A useful aspect of this approach is simplicity. Focusing on foundational choices such as cleaner proteins, vegetables, healthy fats, hydration, and smarter snacks can be easier than calculating complex macros. The 21-day framework also helps people notice cause and effect, such as how certain foods impact cravings, sleep quality, or afternoon fatigue. The book's nutrition message fits readers who want straightforward direction without needing advanced culinary skills. It also encourages planning and environment design, like stocking better options at home, because willpower alone is rarely dependable in busy routines. Thirdly, daily movement and functional fitness for real-life strength. Another core topic is the role of daily movement in restoring health. The book promotes an active lifestyle as a non-negotiable input, especially for readers who spend long hours sitting. Instead of presenting exercise as punishment for eating, it frames movement as a tool to improve circulation, mobility, insulin sensitivity, mood, and resilience. The emphasis tends to be on consistency and function. Short bouts of activity, walking, stretching, and simple strength-building practices that fit real schedules. This is especially relevant for people who avoid fitness programs because they feel too intense or time-consuming. By encouraging manageable daily actions, the book helps readers focus on building an identity of being someone who moves every day. Over 21 days, even small routines can improve joint comfort and energy, and they often create a positive feedback loop that makes healthier eating and sleep easier. The book also supports the idea that movement should be connected to purpose, such as being able to play with kids, work without pain, or age with independence. This functional mindset can make fitness feel meaningful rather than cosmetic. Fourthly, stress, mindset, and recovery as drivers of physical health. The book highlights that health is not only about food and workouts, but also about stress load, thinking patterns, and recovery. Many people attempt lifestyle changes while staying in a constant state of pressure, which can undermine sleep, appetite regulation, and decision-making. By bringing mindset into the 21-day plan, the program encourages readers to notice how stress affects their behaviors, from emotional eating to skipped workouts and late-night scrolling. The theme of recovery includes sleep habits, daily decompression, and protecting time for rest, because the body's repair systems are most active when recovery is consistent. This topic is practical because it connects internal states to external choices, showing that sustainable health often starts with learning to slow down and reset. It also supports simple interventions that improve self-awareness, such as daily check-ins, gratitude practices, or limiting inputs that spike anxiety. While the book is motivational in tone, the underlying takeaway is grounded. The nervous system and the endocrine system respond to lifestyle signals, and those signals include thoughts, stress, and sleep. Improving these areas can make every other habit easier to maintain. Lastly, environment and accountability, shaping the defaults of your day. A practical strength of the book's approach is its attention to environment and accountability, two factors that often decide whether health habits stick. Instead of relying on willpower, readers are encouraged to design surroundings that make good choices easier and unhealthy choices harder. This can include what foods are visible at home, how work breaks are scheduled, whether a water bottle is always nearby, or how bedtime routines are protected. The book's daily structure itself creates accountability by turning health into a sequence of small commitments. This matters because most people do not fail due to lack of information. They fail due to friction, distractions, and inconsistent routines. By addressing the default patterns of the day, readers can reduce decision fatigue and create automaticity. The book also suggests that social factors matter. Support from family, friends, or a community can reinforce consistency and reduce isolation during change. Over 21 days, the combined effect of better defaults and clearer accountability can produce noticeable momentum. The long-term value is learning how to build a lifestyle system, not just completing a short challenge, so that progress continues when motivation is low. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a clear, time-limited plan to restart healthier habits without getting lost in complex science or rigid rules. It can help busy adults, people who feel stuck in a cycle of processed food and low energy, and anyone who responds well to daily prompts and a structured challenge. The main benefit is that it emphasizes controllable inputs: what you eat, how you move, how you sleep, and how you manage stress and your environment. By focusing on daily actions, the program can improve confidence because readers start collecting proof that small choices add up. Over 3 weeks, many people will also gain practical awareness of triggers, routines, and obstacles that quietly shape health outcomes. Compared to similar wellness books that stay theoretical or promote a single magic solution, this one stands out for its straightforward day-by-day orientation and its holistic scope. It does not require specialized equipment or advanced knowledge, and it encourages readers to build a repeatable lifestyle system rather than chase quick results. For readers who value simplicity, accountability, and momentum, it is a worthwhile purchase that can serve as a practical reset and a reusable framework for future improvements. If you would like to support Dr. Tabrest, Living Good, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.